Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Gopijana Balava Giribanadari Gopijana Balava Giribanadari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Yasoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Gopijana Balava Giribanadari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Niti Lila Pravista Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribraja Kacharya Sutra Sastri Sima His Divine Grace of Achana Ravinda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Nita Lila Pravistam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Maharaj Ki Jaya Nita Lila Pravistam Vishnu Paramahansa His Divine Grace Srila Gaura Kishoras Bhavali Maharaj Ki Jaya Nita Lila Pravistam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Maharaj Thakur Maharaj Ki Jaya Nita Lila Pravistam Vishnu Paramahansa His Divine Grace Srila Jagannath Bhavali Maharaj Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya Sat Goswami Prabhu Ki Jaya प्रेम सी कहो सी किसने चिंता में प्रभु नित्य आनंद से वित्त के महार सी बसाई गोर भक्त वृंद की जाए श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी नाथ से मकुंद राधा कुंद की गोवर्धन की जाए रेलो श्री 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 राधा श्याम सुंदर की जाए रेलो श्री 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 कृष्ण बलराम की जाए रेलो श्री 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 गोनिताई की जाए श्री श्री नृसिंह भक्त प्रणाम लक्ष्मी नृसिंह भक्त प्रणाम महाराज की जाए भक्ति देवी की तुलसी देवी की यमुना माई की गंगा माई की Vrindavan Dhamma Ki, Mathuradhamma Ki, Navadip Dhamma Ki, Mayapur Dhamma Ki, Nirvanandati Dhamma Ki. All those through Srila Prabhupada Book Distribution Ki Jaya, Prabhupada VVT Founders Ki, Rantaraya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya, Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Ki Jaya, All those through the Srimad Devotees, All those through the Srimad Devotees, All those through Sri Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, All those through Srila Prabhupada, Jagat Guru, Gopamananda, Hari Hari Bhavan. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandraya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandraya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we read the Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Madhya 6, the text 185 is today. And the title of the chapter is The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Okay, so, yes. Text 19. Yes, 85. Right. From 85 to 89, something like that. Anyway. So this one, I read myself until the next one is a small purport by Prabhupada. Text 185, Adnarama Pavanta Hare Isharava Yanam Aiche Achintya Vagavalena Gunaganam. The translation, even the self-satisfied sages perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord, such as the transcendental qualities of the Lord, they are full of inconceivable spiritual potency. Text 186, 186. This is very popular, famous look. Adma Ramas Chamunayo Nigranta Apyarukram Me Korvantya Haitukin Bhaktim Itam Bhuta Guno Hari. Amarama Shimunayo Nigranta Pyarukrame Korvantya Haki Kim Bhaktim Itam Bhuta Guno Hari. Anybody else, please read. Amaramas Chamunayo Nigranta Pya Urukame Kurvantya Hatukim Bhaktim Itambuta Gunohari Amaramas Chamunayo Nigranta Pya Urukame. Anybody else? So, there's several lectures of Srila Prabhupada with this slok, and you can hear in the background so many devotees repeating, very popular. Actually, this is the verse of why this conversation is taking place, right? The whole chapter or this verse and this slok from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Okay. Adma Aramam. Persons who take pleasure in being transcendentally situated in the service of the Lord. Cham. Also. Munayam. Great saintly persons who have completely rejected material aspirations. Fruitive activities and so forth. Nigranta. Without interest in any material desires. Api. Certainly. Urukame. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, whose activities are wonderful, Kurvanti. Do. Ahai to King. Causeless or without material desires. Bhaktim. Devotional service. Itambutan. So wonderful as to attract the attention of the self-satisfied. Guna, who has transcendental qualities. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then translation, those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by the external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. Then the purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is very, very short. I never see any short purport. But it's very meaningful. This is the famous Atmarama verse, 1.7.10. That's it. But that's Prabhupada's referring to Bhagavatam, which is many pages, you know. And even the translation is a little bit different. Prabhupada lecture from this log many times. He quoted so many times. That's why he said it's one of the most, it's a very famous Atmaram verse. So, text 187, continue. Is that right? 187. Suniva kachaya kehe sunamahasaya es lokera alta sunite vanchahaya. So, the translation, after hearing the Atmarama verse, Sarva Bhagavatacharya addresses Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear sir, please explain this verse. I have great desire to hear your explanation of it. So, Prabhu kahe tumi ki artha kahata hai agane suni pache ami kariba artha yeva ki chujani. Translation, the Lord replied, first let me hear your explanation. After that, I should try to explain what little I know. Text 189. Suniva kachayo kahal karila vyakhyanam talka shastra mata utaya bibiha vidanam. Translation, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya then began to explain the Atmarama verse. And according to the principles of logic, he put forward various propositions. Okay, text 190, 190. Nava biha artha kaila shastra matalanya suni prabhu hake hichu isaha sijaya. The Bhattacharya explained the Atmarama verse in 9 different ways on the basis of the scripture. After hearing his explanation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiling a little began to speak. Then Prabhupada explain the purport. The Atmarama verse was discussed at Naimisharanya at the meeting of many great sages headed by Chanakya Rishi. They questioned Srila Sutta Goswami, who presided at the meeting, about why Srila Sukadeva Goswami, a Paramahamsa already in the transcendental position, was attracted to a discussion of the qualities of Krishna. In other words, they wanted to know why Sri Sukadeva Goswami engaged in the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnana Timirandasyam Yena Yena Salakaya Chakshur Minitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karati Vachalam Pangola Yate Girim Yakripatanaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavanu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kantarada Kantanamosute Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadahara Sivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vanche Kalpastaru Vicha Kripa Sindhu Vicha Patitana Bhavani Vyo Vaishnavya Vyo Namo Namaha. So
two different times the Atmarama, Shamuna Yoslok, was reciting with the sages. The first one is, anybody knows? Everybody knows. Anyone wants to say where? First one? Prabhupada just mentioned the second time, right? There was mentioned. They were reciting the sages in Naimisaranya. In the first place, where? Sukadeva Goswami. To Maharaj Pariksi. Pariki, Maharaj Prabhupada, say Pariki. Sometimes say Pariki or sometimes Pariksi. So anyway, so great sages are mentioned, right? Even Srila Vyasa, the composed the Vedic literature. So, you know, Narada Muni was there. So great sages were sitting, like today, so many great Vaishnavas sitting, listening, Bhagavatam, because it's very attractive, very pleasure for the conditioned soul, for the living entity, even for the self-realized souls like Atma Rama Shamuna, you know, the self-realized souls, they feel great attraction to hear more and more and more the pastimes, transcendental activities and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. You know, it's like every year we celebrate Janmashtami and we hear about the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna according to Bhagavatam in the Krishna book by Srila Prabhupada, how he descended to this planet and his activities, and we repeat year after year after year and we feel very pleasure and happy. It's transcendental. So similarly, all the sages in Amisaranya in the bank of the Ganges, the Jamuna, also on the Ganges, they repeat Bhagavatam. And then Nithyam Bhagavata Sevaya. Prabhupada said, every day we should be studying Bhagavatam, listening Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada, in one lecture, he smashes the idea of, because it's a group of so-called Brahmanas, they recite Bhagavatam 7 days, Sapta Bhagavata. And they charge some fee, right? I'm going to charge you so much quantity of money, and then I'll recite 7 days the Bhagavatam. It's a business type. Prabhupada said, no, that's nonsense. It's not 7 days Bhagavatam. It's Nityam Bhagavatam, always, eternally. So that's what the sages and Amnis and Amnis. Rav Srila Prabhupada, every place he traveled around the world, he was lecturing. Every day, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, sometimes twice a day, sometimes once a day. You know, he was so busy. But great Paramahansas, and as we know, according to Vedic literature, what is a Paramahansa? What is the meaning of Paramahansa? We just read in this text, a few texts that we read, they totally self-satisfied, perform devotional service to the Supreme Personality, the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. They have no material desires, attachment. Prabhupada lectured so many times, so many chapters, so many slokas, what is exactly an loyal devotional service? And he, like an acharya, teach to us how to perform devotional service unconditionally, unattached. You know, his Prabhupada, we hear through his lectures, through his memorials of different devotees, and then we read his biography, how he went in trance in different temples, and when he was lecturing, when he was chanting, he went in trance, he went in samadhi. That's another qualification of the Paramahansa, is always in trance, and pure love of Krishna, pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not trying to get some material thing, asking Krishna, give me some money, give me this, give me that business type. Prabhupada teaching us many times, what is exactly devotional service? And he was opening us our eyes to really detect who is a Paramahansa, what is devotional service, pure devotional service, what is the Vedic literature, what is the false yogis or false gurus, false incarnations, you know, so many times. We hear every day, in any corner on the streets in India especially, there's a new incarnation of Krishna, a new guru. You know, remember when the Prabhupada was physically with us, there were so many different so-called gurus or incarnations of Krishna. Like there was Maharishi Mahesh, and there was so many different kinds. Then Prabhupada said, I put my shoes and I kick in his face. And we'll see if he's an incarnation. You know, like Prabhupada was fearless. Avacharya means fearless. You know, he would challenge everybody. The same, he followed the same path of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was lying guru, no afraid of anything. And then challenging all the Mayavadis, challenging all the false gurus, incarnations. You know? So that's the duty of the pure devotee of Krishna. That he is really putting in the center Krishna and exposes all the false so-called gurus and incarnations. So here I'll read something very simple, very nice, interesting. The Prabhupada, in one of his letters, this is 1976, to one of his disciples, he says, I have received reports that you have been developing the habit to going outside the temple to hear lectures by others outside, like in Srinda Vallabha. He is one of the Swamis in Gaudiya Math. Also, I have here now that even some of the Indian devotees are doing likewise. Strictly, nobody should go outside of his temple to hear lectures by others. If you are not satisfied by the caliber of the classes at the Krishna Vallabha Mandir, Prabhupada is talking in Vrindavan, Krishna Vallabha Mandir in Vrindavan, then you should give another class. But you cannot go outside for hearing others' lectures. Can you stop this habit immediately? This is a letter to Nitai Das, July 14, 1976. So there was always the tendency, of course, to go and to hear lectures. Prabhupada was very disturbed about it, and very strictly. He didn't want that. And also, we don't read other books, only his books. If you read his biography, we see that Prabhupada was working so hard, sleeping 2-3 hours. And then after, early in the morning, all the boys are sleeping, even his servants and secretaries. And he was working, translating, sleeping 2-3 hours, and translating, early hours, translating for so many years, always. So for his books, and the Bhaktivedanta purpose, and Krishna himself is like dictating this philosophy. So the tendency was always there, even in Prabhupada's time, what he's speaking now. You know, nobody's checking, really. So Prabhupada didn't want that. And he's the acharya. Prabhupada being the acharya of his society, of ISKCON, he's telling us, he's warning us also about, you know, to be careful who you listen to lectures from, for different reasons. So, so many reasons. So we don't want to get into details. So, I was listening to this lecture and read this lecture from Srila Prabhupada also in Bombay. And then it's like here in this log of the Atmarama and in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, chapter number 7, text number 10 is the slog that we're talking today. I'm going to read the translation. Sutta Goswami say, all different varieties of Atma Ramas, those who take pleasure in the Atma or spirit, self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, to free from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls. Liberated souls. One example that comes to my mind is the four Kumaras, right? They're liberated souls. They look like ordinary children, but they're liberated souls, but they were impersonalists. And they came to the temple and they smell and see the lotus feet of Vishnu, Krishna. And they feel attracted by seeing the lotus feet and smelling the tulsi leaves, the smell of the manjaris and the incense. So they feel very attracted and they became great Vaishnavas. Still, they're one of the Mahayans. They have their own Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, the great sages. So anyway, here Prabhupada, purport, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this Atmarama Sloka very vividly before his chief devotee, Srila Sanatan Goswami. He points out 11 factors in the sloka, namely, Admarama Munayam, it describes in detail every single word of this shloka. That's so important. That's what Prabhupada say, mentions, very important verse. So I recommend we study this shloka. It takes time, it's a lot of pages. But this, again, this lecture, the Srila Prabhupada in Bombay, talks about also what is the meaning of the holy name, Paramahansa, and different things. There is another quotation from Srila Prabhupada. It says, so Krishna consciousness is so nice. It opens the doors of highest perfectional platform for everyone, provided he follows the rules and regulations. That's all. That is the only condition. Otherwise, it's simply by imitating. If somebody thinks, oh, I can become like that, and such person can become, I can do like this. No, that is warned by Rupa Goswami. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Panchara Triki Vidhim Vinaha Kantiki Hare Bhakti Rupa Yaiva Kalpate. If we simply imitate, oh, that will not do. So do not try to imitate. Follow the simple rules and regulations. It is very nice, and above all, chant Hare Krishna. You will become purified. Without being purified, you cannot touch loving Krishna. That's so many nice instructions by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. What is devotional service, about the Maha Mantra, and what is the process of devotional service? We cannot become Paramahansas or become pure in the platform of Paramahansas or pure devotional service in the new five stage. We have to follow rules and regulations, Prabhupada explains very many, many times through all his lectures. So here Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam is a lecture in Bombay in December 2, 1974. Prabhupada says, Bhakti is transcendental even to Mukti. People in general consider Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. In the beginning, Dharma, Artha, economic development, Kama, sense gratification, then Moksha, merging into the Supreme One. But Bhakti is above that. It is above Mukti. Mukti is not very much important. Important thing for a Bhakta. Bhima Mangala Thakur says, so Prabhupada gives the example, Bhima Mangala Thakur. As many of us know, the pastime, Bhima Mangala Thakur. So this is the experience of Bhima Mangala Thakur. He was a South Indian Brahmana, very rich Brahmana, but by association or something like that, he became a very staunch prostitute hunter. So he engaged all his income, money, everything, after one prostitute. Her name was Chintamani. So it is a very nice story. I won't briefly describe it. So one night, every night he was to go to that prostitute. And one night it was very terrible raining. So the prostitute told him, now, this night Bhima Mangala is not coming. It is terrible raining. But Bhima Mangala went there, crossing the river, and the door was closed. He jumped over the door, catching a snake. In this way, very dangerously, he reached the prostitute's house. And the prostitute was astonished. That how is this condition? You could come here? Oh, you are so much attracted by this skin. If this much attraction, you will have to Krishna. How it would have been nice for you. So immediately, he left the prostitute's house and went to Vrindavan. The fact is, it is in his previous life, he executed devotional service up to Baba Bhakti. So this Chintamani, that prostitute became his guru. Remind that. You are so much fond of prostitute. If this attraction would have been to Krishna, how much successful you will have. So it acted as he left to Vrindavana, and lived for 700 years. So he lived there for 700 years. Means this is very, very old story. Because in those days, people can live hundreds of years, no? Kali Yuga, how many years supposed to live? They say normally 100, right? But as the Kali Yuga is advancing, I hear a lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, you will see a 40 years old man, he looks very old because the lifestyle, no? The vouchers. It's like Narottam Das Thakur describes one who has no surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda is an untrained animal. The Prabhupada says it's very harsh words, but it's true. It's untrained animals. It's like today is a Harinam, right? In Gainesville, we see the game and everybody's like so-called happy, you know, drinking alcohol, and everybody's jumping and dancing. It looks like they're happy, but they're untrained animals. And nobody's never goes there. Yes, because it's a big game like that. And then there is a game, I don't know the names of the games, but the games, the players or the team, the dogs, right? And then they dress like dogs. So they're untrained animals. They act like dogs and start barking like dogs. Or whatever team, the name of the team is, right? You can see very clearly, like what Narottam Das Thakur says, they're untrained animals. So anyway, Prabhupada in Venezuela, he was chanting Parama Karuna, Pahutu Iyana, and he went in trance. He stopped chanting, and everybody was looking Prabhupada. So the whole room was silent. You can hear nothing. Everybody was felt Prabhupada's energy, you know, Shakti. He was in Samadhi, in trance. His tears come out. He cannot chant anymore. He was in trance. So this, we have a proof of where's the real Paramahansa. He lived among ourselves, Srila Prabhupada, and other ones too, with the Prabhupada, great Paramahansa. So 700 years, Viva Mangala Thakur lived in Vrindavan. I didn't know that. I know he lived in Vrindavan, but I didn't know how many years. 700 years. So he has a book, Krishna Karnamrita, Viva Mangala Thakur, that is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this book, Krishna himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for reading Krishna Karnamrita. So in that book he writes, Bhakti Stradesi Sakstaram Bhagavan Yavyasyat, if we have got fixed up devotion unto you, my Lord Bhagavan, then Vaivana Naparati Divya Kishora Murti, then very easily we can see your form, Divya Kishora Murti, your divine form, Kishora Murti, very young boy. Krishna's always Kishora. Krishna's another name is Kishora, Kishora Murti. Kishora means Kaishora, before marriage, before 11 or 16 years. It's like we see the deities, Radhasyam and Krishna Varan, and they're young, Krishna Varan especially. One Mata Pujari tells me, hey, you're going to put the sticks? What do you mean, what sticks? Yeah, in Krishna Varan, they're like cover boys. I say, okay, but you know what? I don't put sticks in Krishna Varan, I put real weapons because they're Kshatriyas. So everybody's now see the have a different move, you know, see the deity. Right? Some of the boys seem like little small boys, cowboy boys, but I seem like Kshatriyas, you know, fighting, you know. We know Balaram was so expert, you know, big Kshatriya. He didn't participate in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, right? He went, because he was favorable to both, to Arjuna and to Duryodhana. So Prabhupada describing here the beautiful young boy, and we can see his form is very attractive. Shaman Trivangala. Krishna is always Kishora. Krishna, another name is Kishora. Kishora Murti. So the name of the deities in ISKCON, everybody knows which temple? Kishora, Kishora, Kishori? Famous place? Huh? Chicago Mandir, yeah. Proper name of those deities like that. Kishora means Kishora, before marriage, before 11 or 16 years. This is called Kishora age. So Kishora Murti, Krishna is always Kishora Murti. So, by devotional service, one can see the Kishora Murti of Krishna very easily. Bhaktis Lakti Sahastara Bhagavan Yadisyat. It is possible, then very easily we can see you. So by devotional service, it's like all the process that Srila Prabhupada gives. He says to rise early in the morning, to take a shower, come to Mangalarti, chant you 16 rounds. Perform devotional service like cleaning the temple, there is the deity, cooking, go out and preach, printing books, collect for Krishna. That's all devotional service. So we can develop very easily bhakti. If it's possible, then we can see Krishna revealed to us. When Buddha Mangala Thakur was in Vrindavana, he voluntarily plucked up his eyes because he was very much fond of seeing beautiful women, the beauty of the woman. So he thought, these eyes are my enemies. So he personally plucked up his eyes when he was going to Vrindavan. Still, he became attracted by women, and therefore, that woman, of course, was a very rich merchant's wife. So she told her husband that, "This man is coming after me. What to do?" So that merchant received him. "Oh, he's a saintly person. All right, you serve him." So Vrindavan Thakur came to his senses. He said, "Mother, you give me the pins of your hair. So I am so much after the beauty of the woman, so let me pluck out my eyes." So he made a voluntarily blind. So he could not see. But still, Krishna was coming in Vrindavan. Krishna's always in Vrindavan. So Krishna's always in Vrindavan. So he was supplying milk. So Divya Kishora Murthy, he practically relies through bhakti. Therefore, he wrote by his personal experience, "Bhakti Stuaji Stiratara Bhagavan Yadisya Daivena Napalati Divya Kishora Murthy." And so far, Dharmartha Kama Moksha, Moksha Mukti Shayan Kulantan Yali Sevate Asman Mukti. It's not very important thing. She's always standing in my service. Mukuli Tanjali. With all the hands, Mukti, my dear sir, what can I do for you? This is Mukti's position. So a devotee is not very most anxious for Mukti because a devotee is always Mukta. He's already Mukta. Why should he suppose if you have got millions of dollars, why should you hanker after the 10 rupees? So bhakti is such a nice thing. But what is that bhakti? The bhakti is animita bhagavati. The bhakti should be animita. Not with a motive that I should go to the temple and serve Krishna for this purpose. Krishna can fulfill any purpose you desire. It is not very difficult for him because he is a mindfully full with all opulences. So if you want something, material happiness from Krishna, it is not very difficult for Krishna. He can give you mukti even. But to ask for Krishna's anything else, then bhakti is foolishness. That is foolishness. My Guru Maharaj used to give this example. Just like if you go to the rich man and he says, "Now whatever you like, you can ask me. I shall give you." Then if you ask him that you give me a pinch of ashes, is that very intelligent? Similarly, so there was a great so-called yogi guru. It was so-called mystic powers, appearing ashes in the hand. Right? He attracted so many followers. That's cheap tricks, so-called mystic power. So she began to call. Prabhupada gives one example here. So one lady, that she was in the forest, a woman in the forest, one story. So she was carrying a big bundle of dry wood. And somehow or other, the bundle fell down. And it was very heavy. An old lady carrying a big bundle. It's very typical in India, right? In villages. You can see that. So the old woman became very much disturbed. "Who will help me to get this bundle on my head?" So she began to call, "God, God, help me." And God came. "What do you want? Kindly help me to get this bundle on my head." So then the Prabhupada's laughing and everybody, you know, saying the narrative in the story. Just see, God came to give him benediction and she wanted to give this bundle of heavy wood again on my head. So we are doing the same thing. When we go to God and we ask him, "Kindly give me the bundle on my head." Why? Family becomes very happy. It may have a large amount of money to enjoy material things. We ask that. That is our foolishness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, therefore, that actually, if you want something from God, that should be only begging for his service. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra means addressing God. Krishna Hare and his energy Hara. Srimati Radharani or Lakshmiji. So this is good because we are going to celebrate the next big festival, Radhastami in Alachua. Nira Manrati is a big festival. Srimati Radharani or Lakshmi Ji. Hare. Or this internal potency of Krishna. Hara is Krishna's internal potency. The external potency is Durga. And the internal potency is Radharani, Jaya Radhe. So this is Daibi Prakriti. Mahamanastu Mamparta Daibi Prakriti Nashrita. The devotees, they take shelter of the Daibi Prakriti, Radharani, Lakshmiji. They worship. Therefore, Vaishnava, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram, the first of all, the energy. So this Hare Krishna mantra is first addressing the energy, the internal energy potency of Krishna. Hare, from Hara to Hare. That is the Sambodhana. So Hare Krishna or Radharani or Lakshmi or Sita and Krishna or Rama or Narayan. The same thing. Hare Krishna, addressing them, oh my Lord, oh my Lord's energy. So then you address somebody, you want to ask something. So if they reply, yes, where you are calling, then we are calling. Please engage me in your devotional service. This is the prayer. Not that give me money, or give me a beautiful wife, or many followers. This is material hankering. So I'm going to stop there and leave time for questions. So I find this is interesting because Prabhupada explains different way about the Maha Mantra and what is the meaning of the Maha Mantra. And when we chant, we ask him for service. Suppose, for example, sometimes they need someone to cook an offering or dress the dishes or clean the temple or do something. Prabhu, can you please come? Prabhu, don't disturb me, I'm chanting. But what are we chanting? Please now give me service. And then one devotee comes and says, Prabhu, can you please help with this? I'm busy, I'm chanting, don't you see? Yeah, what are you chanting? And then the service comes, and, you know, Krishna is sending somebody to you do some service because you're asking Krishna for service. I'm busy, don't you see? I'm chanting, Prabhu, I'm chanting. Of course, we start to chant our 16 rounds, but sometimes the authorities or the boys ask for some help, assistance. We have to do our best if it's in our situation according to time, place, and circumstance, but we have to understand the meaning of our chanting. Jai, everyone, to Sri Chaitanya Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, thank you. Any questions, comments? Welcome. Yes, Mataji. She's going to give you the microphone. What's your name, Mother? Which temple you came from?
Parshakti from San Diego. Can you give an example of the difference between, following and imitating? An example of a devotee imitating and not following?
That's a very good question. Yes, Srila Prabhupada describes follow the footsteps of the Mahayans. The Mahayans, they are liberated, and in one clear example, like Srila Prabhupada, right? Even though he's the Paramahansa, Prabhupada was chanting 16 rounds with us. So I always chant my rounds. Now I can do what I want. So he was saying, chant your rounds when he was initiating disciples. Say minimum 16 rounds. He never said exactly 16 rounds or no less than that. He said minimum. Because we know that he first said he wants his devotees to chant 64 and then 32 and then 16. He said minimum. So and then Prabhupada was chanting all the time. So that's a good example. So we cannot imitate Prabhupada. Imitating like sleeping a few hours, eating a little bit, and trying to do what he was doing. You know? So, like Prabhupada, he says many times, in one occasion, he said, you cannot do what the six Goswamis of Vrindavan used to do. You know, the sleeping one, do all the activities in 1 hour. False, artificially renounced. You know, and Prabhupada gave a Babaji initiation to two occasions. One devotee was, they mentioned that he was going to leave his body, die. I don't know from what kind of disease. But Prabhupada told him, okay, you go to Mayapur in Chan all the time, 24 hours. So he gave him a Babaji initiation. So then after that, he got cured. He got cured and then he left the movement, he left to the material world. So we cannot imitate falsely. Falsely imitating six Goswamis or great Paramahansas because we fall down. Artificially we cannot do that. We have to follow rules and regulations. We have to follow the instructions or the acharyas or our spiritual master. That's the safety position. It's very easy to get. It's a very thin line. Somebody can cross the line and think I'm following and just imitating. But one has to be follow Guru Shastri and Sadhu and always check and reveal his mind to other senior Vaishnavas. We are on the right path, right track, you know, and study the books with the devotees. Is that answer you?
So
more or less?
Yeah, so you're saying that an example of imitating and not following is if we tried to not get enough sleep and just, you know, chanted 64 rounds or something, and, you know, like a
Babaji that doing
service,
yeah,
just chanting all the time or something. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, the other example, like Prabhupada said, you cannot talk artificially about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna if you have material desires. First, you have to follow rules and regulations and get free from material desires, and then you can talk about pastimes of Radha and Krishna. If we start talking very cheaply about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna without being purified, following rules and regulations, in the very cheap way, the Sahaya tendency, and that's imitating the six Goswamis, you know? That's another example, easy to understand. It's not easy, you know? It's not an easy process. We have to follow rules and regulations first.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Madan Mohan Prabhu, you come in, please.
I was just thinking of that verse that the Madhurya Kandambini,
yeah,
breaks down Adoshvata, Sadhusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anarta Nivritti Nishta,
yes,
Ruchi, Shakti, and Bhava Prema. And it was very nicely where in that book he explained each of the different consciousnesses that are prevalent in each of these different stages. So if one thinks he's on another stage, then we could see that that wouldn't work. A practical example would be like if you were driving your car and you had a map and you didn't know where you were on the map, then all of your turns would be incorrect because you have to know where you are to know what turn to make. So we're interpreting or understanding what's going on in our life according to Scripture, and we're knowing how to advance according to what's in our mind and our attachments. And if we think we're in another place, then we'll lose touch with what's actually going on in our life, and advancement will become confused, and then material nature will have her way with us. So that's...
Yeah, it's very important. Very, very good explanation. Thank you. Yeah, there so many instructions in this shloka of the Atmaram. We can see the Prabhupada was even sometimes listening to the lectures of his disciples, Prabhupada, because he liked to see how they were learning the philosophy. Also, he wants to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, like in the beginning of the lecture, I mentioned Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami was a young boy, 16 years old, right? He came out of the womb, his mother's womb, and he is reciting Bhagavatam because he was liberated. And his father, Srila Vyasadeva, who composed the Vedas, he was sitting there listening. He was not thinking, oh, I'm his father, I'm senior. He was listening to Bhagavatam because it's transcendental topics, pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna. It's like today, Saturday, temple room is empty and for the class. But during the week, or when all the Vaisnavas come traveling, which is nice, temple room is packed. So we have that tendency to discriminate sometimes. Materially vision.
Also, you quoted that verse about Krishna Sambandha. If you don't know how to apply in Krishna consciousness, it's artificial renunciation. It may have a function. So the function, you have to know that, otherwise it's considered artificial renunciation. One thing that I used to be connected more with the Gurukula, so I was noticing some of the difficulties there, and one of them is also not following that Adoshvara Sadasanga principle. And I was thinking, if someone says, I want to be like Rupa Goswami, so someone says, well, I'll help you, I'll take all your money away and put you in a little hut. You say, well, if it's not my time to be put in that little hut, I'll just go crazy. You know, but Rupa Goswami, he gave away all his money. And he moved into a little hut. He was living in a palace. He had a boatload of gold. So if someone says, well, you know, let me help you be just like him, since you want to be with him, I'm going to just put you in a little hut. But, you know, it said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But when the horse is thirsty, he'll find the water on his own. So the idea is to increase someone's thirst for Krishna consciousness as opposed to disciplining them out of what they're actually ready to integrate into their enthusiasm.
To follow, not to imitate. Yeah. Hey, you want to say something, Arvind? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Good story. I remember you in Bhaktivedanta Village, teaching Guru Kumia. Yeah, I'll go to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.